Drug courts are designed to take a public health approach to help defendants break the cycle of addiction and stay out of jail. They include a substance abuse program supervised by a judge. Drug courts currently operate in 113 Kentucky counties, and to graduate from the program is a huge accomplishment, as it can take upwards of 3 years to complete the process. Sadly, some participants experience setbacks along the way with tragic consequences. WUKY's Alan Lytle introduces us to a woman who has used the pain of personal loss to help others on their path to healing and wholeness.
When Doris Thurber's daughter Maya died of a drug overdose in 2015, she leaned on the one thing that had always helped her cope with life's ups and downs.
I turned to creativity, doing visual art and written art, and combining those to just like help me out of the, you know, the dark places that were waiting to take me in if I let them.
The result was a critically acclaimed exhibit featuring photo collages and poems celebrating mother, daughter, and a life cut tragically short because of addiction.
At the end of a year of just like holding up at home and making art, I felt a need to show it to the community, which I did, and there was such a strong response to it.
Not long after that, Thurber got the idea to use the creative arts to help other women struggling to make their way through drug court, something Maya tried to do with limited success. That was the start of the Hands Healing Hearts program, and the idea picked up steam after Dorothy recruited fellow artist Jennifer Zing and prominent Kentucky filmmaker Joanna Hay.
And the three of us kind of made a plan on what this could be, ways we could use the arts to help individuals in their recovery from addiction.
The women found a sympathetic ear with Franklin County Judge Philip Shepherd, who believes a different approach is needed in order to solve the addiction equation.
We can't arrest our way out of it. As long as there's a demand, there's going to be a supply. So we've got to get at the root causes in a better way.
Eventually, the drug court in Franklin County agreed to add a Hands Healing Hearts class to the substance abuse program. Attendance was mandatory, and participants were encouraged to pour all of their emotions, positive and negative, into something creative. The result was a powerful three-dimensional multimedia display that included the endlessly looped voices of these women sharing their stories, hauntingly documented through the lens of Hay.
And I had never used a needle or anything like that.
It can happen to anybody.
Yeah. When he came out of jail, 99 days later, I was shooting heroin.
Prison or dead. Prison or dead.
Hay says Hands Healing Hearts is a radical concept in its simplicity.
The idea of the arts being a tool in the toolbox, of us helping them with a tool, that this is part of their, you know, the quiver of arrows that they can use as resources for strength.
The program was deemed a success, so much so that it's now a permanent part of Franklin County Drug Court. And this year, they've added creative writing and drama to the curricula. Actor and director Karen Hatter has been brought in to oversee that.
It forces them to go outside their comfort zone. And if they can go outside their comfort zone in a Hands Healing Hearts session, then maybe when they're confronted with a comfort zone involving drugs or doing what the crowd does, maybe it'll give them a little bit more courage to step outside their comfort zone and give a holler and get the hell out.
Recovery coordinator Kay Fetter says the class is far more than a creative way for participants to pass the time while trying to get clean.
It just gives them an alternative outlet to express themselves, and it gives them a way to bond with each other in a sober, healthy, safe environment.
Participants in that inaugural class say the program helped them discover strengths they never knew they had.
I was a loner when I was on drugs. That was 4.5 years ago when I did hard drugs. Didn't talk to my family for a whole year.
A lot of people that I went to rehab with have died recently.
Now I'm full of hope. I choose life.
And just this past month, Franklin County Drug Court held its most recent graduation ceremony. Hay says of the 7 total graduates, 4 had been involved with Hands Healing Hearts. And she says plans are now in the works to take the program to other nearby communities. Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News.